I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. The Network, The Battle for the Airwaves and the Birth of the Communication Age by Scott Woolley, Echo, HarperCollins Publisher. The friendship between these two innovators began in 1914 when a 23-year-old engineer named Edwin Armstrong developed a way to dramatically increase the power of radio waves. David Sarnoff, a rising star in Marconi's wireless company, shared the young inventor's optimism and vision for a radio industry. The world's largest electromagnetic ear, the largest radio antenna built to date, would be hooked up to Armstrong's invention. Across the Atlantic, in Wales, sat its sister antenna. Armstrong's innovation would alter the amplitude, allowing the listener to pick up fainter signals and make them audible. The new generation of transmitters gave the voice of lightning a new vocabulary. Instead of sparks in the air and indiscriminate blasts of electromagnetic energy, the new machines generated a continuous wave with a single fixed length. During the Great War, Armstrong created an amplified shortwave, allowing the Allies to hear secret German communications. After the war, Sarnoff became the general manager of RCA, and by the close of 1921, its airwaves would collect $2.1 million for moving 18 million words across the Atlantic. Sarnoff would use his success to promote his own innovation, a household utility or radio music box suitable for every home in America to bring music into it. The Radio Act of 1927 divorced broadcasting from the Department of Commerce and created a new federal agency to license the public airwaves. Sarnoff and Armstrong were inventing a new industry, the radio business. A charlatan hack of an engineer, Lee DeForest, sued Armstrong, claiming his invention had been stolen. The bitter patent battle waged for 25 years. Sarnoff and Armstrong formed a tight partnership and genuine friendship that lasted 20 years, until Armstrong's brand new invention to eliminate static, frequency modulation, or FM radio. Unfortunately, Sarnoff had too many millions of dollars invested in AM, so he passed on FM. Nonetheless, he acknowledged it as a revolution. A deep affection between the two old friends remained. Armstrong set up his own Yankee FM network across New England. The military poured research money into his work and got walkie-talkies, portable FM radios that revolutionized U.S. military communications. The FCC went through a series of genuinely stupid decisions based on false data that crippled the fledgling FM industry. Armstrong, believing that his old friend David Sarnoff had conspired to destroy FM, stepped off the ledge of his 13th-story apartment. Sarnoff was stunned and very saddened. He would continue to lead RCA into the future, creating TV, color TV, and predicting satellite direct programming. You can hear my interview on my podcast on thebookshelf.podbean.com. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.